Welcome to episode 89 of Web Snap. Oh my gosh, that is literally, hold on, let me do the math. Two numbers away from a funny joke. I like how I said I had to do the math. Well, like, I could have easily, like, not did the math and just fucking know how to go to high school math class, middle school math class, kindergarten math class, fucking math class. I was homeschooled for a little bit, so I guess, you know, sue me. Well, actually, you could, don't sue me, because I don't know, you're gonna win, okay? I was fucking homeschooled for a hot minute, okay? This is episode 89 of Whip Snap. I'm going to have a buddy of mine, Jason, don't know his last name. We'll probably figure it out together. He might not know it as well. He's Canadian. He doesn't know a lot of things. Jason, a buddy of mine on this episode, but before we get into that, just want to let you guys know, if you guys enjoy this podcast, if you guys fucking hate it, if you guys think that this is dog water, we're bringing that back. We're bringing that phrase back. Phrase? If you guys think that this episode is dog water, tell people. Be like, hey, you want to listen to some fucking dog water? And they're like, how do we listen to water? They're like, you get it. You get it. How do you listen to water? If you guys hate it, don't hate it, or mediocre it. Let your friends know, let your families know, and yeah, that's basically it. Let people in Canada know, because this is basically the Canadian episode, Canada episode. Yeah, buddy of mine. I mean, also, like, if you're not from Canada and you want to figure out, like, hey, what is Canada like? Listen to this episode. I don't know if we'll get into what Canada is like. Canada? Fuck it. We're calling this episode Canada, because that's a thing. But, you know, I'm with a Canadian in this episode. We all love Canadians. Name them. Justin Bieber, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, Celine Dion, Bob Marley, Biggie Smalls, Jesus, Morgan Freeman, Adolf Hitler, actually not Morgan Freeman, and Ryan Gosling. Those are all pretty decent, you know, Canadians, I think. I read some books. I saw online. I Googled Canadians, and maybe I would say two of those is true. I don't know about Morgan Freeman. Adolf Hitler, for sure he's Canadian, you know? What's he, where did he go, you know? But that's just it. If you enjoy this podcast, please tell your friends, please tell your fams, and enjoy the episode.
You gotta clear. Can we both clear our throats before I start it? That wasn't even it.
Got up.
Welcome to episode. Don't know anymore. I don't know. I recorded the first 2.5 minutes like a week ago. And about a week ago. Do you know that song?
No. Yes. Wait, no, it was 2 weeks ago. You said it was the 15th.
The 15th?
No, it's 28th.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. But this is a buddy of mine, Jason Voorhees.
Damn
it. It's sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Just fucking. I was expecting Derulo, to be honest.
No, I do B minus jokes, not B plus. I don't know.
That joke is so fucking overused.
What, Jason Derulo?
Yeah.
Is it because you're always writing solo?
Yeah.
Can you skip it a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. I actually don't know your last name.
It's Lou.
Jason Lou?
Yeah.
Jason Liu, I hardly know her. Do you, you know the cadence? You know, like, the rhythm of, like, when someone's like, have you seen, or, like, you got a believer, and you go, like, believer? No, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, I hardly know her. You know, like, the cadence of, like, when they say something with ER? When they go, it's more like they're questioning it. Yeah. I'd like to say that, but when it's not an ER at the end. So, someone's like, Washington, I hardly know. I saw a comedian on Twitter, one of my favorite comedians. He said, have you seen Oppenheimer yet?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. And yeah. You saw Barbie?
No.
Okay. I saw Barbie. You saw Oppenheimer. We're going to exchange.
Okay, cool. But I did hear that one part of it is basically fuck men.
And Barbie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they kill a lot of men in the scene, but I don't know if it's like fuck them. They definitely don't like them. People always saying, though, like, the right wing, I saw an article, like, the right wing is hating that movie mm-hmm. because, I don't know, because it's about women, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, we don't like women.
Yeah, we don't like women.
But there was a comedian tweeted something. One of my favorite comedians, he said, me to my girlfriend, do you want to go see Oppenheimer? Girlfriend, what's Oppenheimer? Me to my girlfriend, not much, what's Oppenheimer with you? Oh, I told you that?
Yes, you did.
Fuck. Can we pretend I didn't? This is where yes. you... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, can I do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't like women at all.
Yeah, there was no, they have cooties.
They have cooties, and they constantly eat them, too. And it's like, that's not an orange. There was a tweet that I saw. Because small oranges are called cooties. Cooties. Oh.
Are they?
I fucked up the joke.
Yeah, what you is did. It,
cooties or
go
cooties?
Go fuck yourself. I think they're cuties.
Are so they? You definitely like women because you call them cuties. Fucking hate them.
No.
Like, cut it out, cut it out, cut no, it out.
Cut it, get rid of it.
So there's a tweet I saw where my comedian goes, you want to go see Oppenheimer? The girlfriend says, what's Oppenheimer? The boyfriend says, not much, what's Oppenheimer with you?
So fucking dumb.
We gotta do it again.
No.
What's in Canada?
Huh? We got fucking fields on the right side and mountains on the left side. There's fuck all.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most common?
Snow.
Oh yeah, there is snow. What's the most common cliche? Well, like when someone says, when
A?
You say what?
A.
What?
A at the end of every
sentence. Oh A. Oh yeah. What are you talking about A? You don't say A. I don't know any Canadian.
I say
that
it
actually.
Every now and again.
You really like vowels, huh?
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada. Is it worth a visit?
Maybe during the winter. I mean, it's cold as fuck, though.
So the summer's not good?
The summers are hot. Like, at home it's hotter than it is here.
What's the hottest and what's the coldest?
Ryan
Gosling? Hottest? Is he Canadian?
I have no fucking clue. Yes, he is.
He might be a Gemini. And then what's the coldest?
We didn't even Pisces, the worst fucking part. The hottest I've ever seen it get is like 42 degrees Celsius, which is about 90 something Fahrenheit.
Okay.
And then the coldest I've seen it get is minus 45, which is minus 40...
Five.
Minus 48 Fahrenheit, I think.
How is minus 45 and minus 48 the same, but when it comes to positives, 90, and then you said the number before that, it was like way off.
I have no idea. when Fahrenheit and Celsius cross, the only point they cross is minus 40.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get the math.
It's like, it's this constant incline for Celsius, but for Fahrenheit, it's like this. So Fahrenheit's starting like this, and then Celsius is like this. So the only point they cross is at minus 40.
By the way, the people listening, he's moving his fingers a lot in his hands, but people just listening, you're just going to hear, goes like this, and it goes like this, and it goes like this.
That's not going to make any fucking sense.
No. Wait, they can use our they can use my imagination.
Uh-huh.
You use your imagination to use my imagination. How was Oppenheimer?
It was good. I liked it.
I'm hearing, what was it? I'm hearing, I heard a buddy of ours said that the ending was only good. It was very slow. Was it slow?
It did feel slow sometimes, but it just depends on how invested you are in it, because through the entire film, they're also, like, telling three stories at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, like, there's...
we don't spoil a lot, but, like, don't say there's three stories going on. Okay.
So there's the building of the bomb. There's him being...
I like how I said don't spoil it, but you're like, okay, so he died in the beginning. They build a... Wait, they build a bomb?
That's the whole... I know. That's his whole fucking character.
His character is a bomb?
Fuck you.
I wonder what happens when he comes. He only comes one time.
Only once. He only has one shot.
Do it again. He can't miss his... I was going to do the M&M lyric. Because he only has one shot, and he can't miss his What is the fucking lyric of that song?
No idea. I don't listen to Eminem.
Okay. Speaking of,
I don't even like M&M's.
That's why we have a bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oppenheimer, bomb. Dude, I had a joke, a stand-up bit. Why I haven't worked on it yet. Well, I haven't even done it yet. But I was like, the very first time I came was on 9/11, and now I don't want to come again. Because I'm scared of my own strength.
I thought you were good. Wait, have you seen
Fucking snap at me.
Go fuck yourself. Hancock.
Yeah, I love Hancock.
Yeah, and then that one scene at the beginning of the film where he just...
comes?
Yeah, and then it like shoots into space.
Because I don't remember this. Because he just
does it so hard.
No way.
Yeah.
I do not remember this. It's so fucking funny. But the movie's PG-13.
The fuck?
The movie's PG-13.
There's no way.
Yeah. Do you have your phone? You gotta look this up.
There's no way it's PG.
Or just Google Hancock jizzing, and I don't think anything's gonna pop up other than like, maybe, well, like the guy who signed the John Hancock. Maybe a picture of his dick will pop up or something.
It is.
We're keeping in that joke. It was shitty, but what?
It is PG-13.
Yeah. It was like a very hard PG-13 though. Wait, is she giving him head? And then, well, actually no, if she was doing that, then her head would explode.
Yeah.
How is his semen shooting through the wall, but her body is fine?
Oh, he threw her off as soon as he like got to the... That's why he had like the code word mountaintop, and then throws... he kept saying it, and then throws her off, and then...
I didn't see anything get shot. I just saw the hole break.
No, you can... Yeah, you can always... Because it's PG-13.
Oh, I get it now. Have you seen Scary Movie 2?
I've seen one.
Scary Movie 2, there's a part where... Actually, no, I think they do this bit in Scary Movie 1 as well. Maybe Scary Movie 2. Two people are having sex, and the guy ejaculates so much that the girl shoots up against the ceiling.
Well, yes, I have seen it. And then it's like, dripping.
Yeah. And it's just, like, there's a shot of her just standing there, and it's just, like, dripping back. It's freaking weird. That guy drives a truck. Do you want some Skittles?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be the... You what?
Oh, well.
Actually, don't remember what these taste like. This is going to be a also mukbang episode. Mukbang, what's that? Korean?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite president?
Which one did the inside job? Wait, no. I have Lincoln socks on. I'll say Lincoln.
Dude, anybody that says, I got a headache, I'm always going to be like, is that Abe Lincoln? Who said that? Abe Lincoln? Did you see...
I remember you said that before.
Oh, I say it all the time. I kind of recycle jokes. You see the stand-up set that was yesterday from one of my kids at camp?
No.
He had a joke, and it doesn't... I think the reason it's funny, my perspective, is... So, for the people listening, I'm doing the comedy specialty at camp, and at the every Friday, my comedy kids either do a stand-up set, a sketch, or an improv game. And a couple nights ago, they did a stand-up set, and one of my kids has a joke... Well, and I didn't get the joke because it's like Minecraft related. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason I laughed.
Fortnite V-Buck.
No, that was a different kid. Okay. But when... Sorry, I swallowed a motorcycle. Nice. There was a kid who...
You hear that often?
Not much. They're just so big. It's just, you get down to the tile and it's like a steak. You're like, you gotta give me a second. There's a lot of chewing. But my stand-up kid, he goes, sometimes I say things in random ways, and he goes, speaking of, stand-up comedy is a lot like, I don't remember, it was a lot like Minecraft, because you have to forget, you forget to put in your dupe. I don't know, he was saying all of this bullshit that didn't make any sense about Minecraft, and he goes, stand-up is a lot like that, you never know what's gonna happen, or whatever Forrest Gump said. And I love that. And he was trying to say, but doesn't Forrest Gump say, you never know what you're going to get? I'm like, yeah, that's the point. You're not supposed to say. But he was just like, I think it's funny if I do say it. And I go, let's pretend his name is Jeff. I go, Jeff? It's funnier the other way. And then I kicked his head off. I Hancocked it. Mountaintop. No, dude, it's at the irony. First off, I'm probably gonna title it Mountaintop now because we're talking about Hancock. That's a good safe word, and we're on a mountaintop. Are you coming back next summer?
Good question. I'm not sure yet.
You're like, good question. Give me a better one.
Yeah. Fuck that question. Pick another one.
Okay. Have you ever seen Such a Beautiful Night?
No. Next question.
Have you seen Lizzie McGuire? Have you ever seen Such a Beautiful Night? Oh, that was good. I should be in Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Can you sing?
No.
What can you do? What do you have a secret talent?
Yeah, people, I know how to kick your fucking kneecaps. Fuck you.
I was going to say, even if it is a secret talent, we don't have to say it because it's a secret. I want to go back to Oppenheimer because I didn't even talk about Barbie yet. So Oppenheimer, without spoiling it, from 1 to 10, what do you give it? 3-hour movie.
3 hours, yeah. I'd say an 8.5.
Really? Yeah. Because you just because I don't even like movies, right?
I like movies. I just don't see a lot of them.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a fucking workaholic, so I'm too busy working to watch movies. But yeah, the only problem was that the beginning was pretty slow.
And then it picked up.
And then it picked up by the middle of it.
Okay, that's pretty good. Wait, you're a workaholic? What do you mean? Like, you mean on your nights off, you still, you're in like the work zone? Mm-hmm. It's tough to get out of that too. It's also when you're tired, like the second you're off work at this camp counseling job, the second you're off work, you're tired, but you want to go do stuff.
Everything just hits you at the same time.
Yeah, and you don't want to take a nap because you want to like either you want to hang out with people and then you hang out with them for too long. And now by the time you do go to bed, you don't go to bed. And you don't go to bed at all.
No.
What time, on average, what time do you go to bed?
I think for the last 3 weeks, I've been getting back to the cabin at 2 in the morning.
And you don't hit yourself?
No. Not usually. I did start therapy because I fucking hate myself.
How many sessions?
Be doing my second one in 19 minutes.
Can we ask, how was your first session? You don't have, obviously don't talk about it, but did you like it? Because some people say therapy's not for everybody. Like, I have a friend in California that she hates therapy.
I thought it was all right. But apparently when I sent in, like, the information of why I need therapy.
Yeah, you filled in all of them?
25 out of 29. But apparently it was so concerning that they referred me to the owner of the business.
Well, Canadian. You guys go through a lot. You're always cold.
Oh, yeah. You know, the cold maple syrup mousse.
What?
See, owner.
Owner. Whoa. The owner of therapy. Just of overall therapy.
Yes, just of all therapy.
The person who invented therapy is like, we gotta look into this guy.
We gotta make sure this motherfucker doesn't kill himself.
They're like, we gotta speak his language. Okay, moose. And you're like, and you're just all bawling. Okay, frostbite.
Stop. No, not again.
Justin Bieber. Fuck that guy, don't mention his name.
There's some Canadian geese as well.
What's a Canadian geese say? Oi, 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 oi.
Pretty much. but a lot of people call them cobra chickens.
What's a cobra chicken? Not much with a cobra chicken with you.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop doing that.
During the geese mating season, they become really aggressive. And so sometimes there's just this goose that will, out of nowhere, unprompted, attack you.
No way.
Yeah, it's the wild.
They're just called geese? Or what'd you call them?
They're called Canadian geese, but I just call them geese because they're the only ones in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
The only ones where I live.
You cut to, like, an actual goose, and then you cut to a Canadian goose, and it's just a goose with a Canadian flag strapped to itself. It's like, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm so fucking cold.
That's why they fly south for the winter.
They do, yeah. Yeah, I know
things. Like every other bird.
The reason I cried in Barbie was because there's this monologue that they give kind of in the middle. Actually, I cried twice. There was kind of the middle end. Well, one of the main characters is just listing all of this stuff, and it's so overwhelming, and it's so, like, true. I'm just like, holy cow. And she's doing it for a while, too. And I just started crying. And then at the very end, there was, I don't want to spoil it, but there was there's a scene where two people are talking, and it's just very peaceful because the whole movie is kind of chaotic and funny. And there's a beautiful moment where there's like, it's one spotlight on them and they just start talking. And the message that they give, we all know like kind of what the message is about, but the message, the way they wrote the message and the way they say it is just very like, it was very cute. And then I cried at Elemental.
What? How was Elemental?
Dude, so fucking good. It was fire on all of the levels because one of the main characters is fire, so the joke kind of works.
Yeah.
And it also got me wet, and that also works because the other character's made of water. So I was like busting. I was coming out of my dick and eyebrows.
Mountaintop.
Double mountaintop. it was so good. What was the last movie you cried at? Or a movie you cried at?
Oh, The Last Airbender. It was so shit.
Really? You cried at because it was bad?
Yeah. Have you seen Avatar The Last Airbender?
I saw the anime. I didn't see the live action because I was told not to watch it.
Yeah, so you know how good the animation is.
So good. I'm not even an anime guy. And people even argue that, like, is it even anime?
Anime is usually something that's, like, great. It's Japanese animation, but it was made by Americans. So some people don't consider it anime, but Japanese people do consider it anime.
Do you consider anime?
Yes.
I consider it. I don't see why it would. I mean, it has the same like cartoonish animation as it. And it's also weird. That's a good example of a show where like the people voice acting are not Japanese. But they just know just how to.
Good.
Yeah, like Mark Hamill's. I don't think he's Japanese. He plays one of the villains. You know, Luke from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
But he plays Fire Lord Ozai in the show, and he's like so good at it.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you literally cried at the movie because it was bad.
It was so bad.
I still can't.
It was so bad.
Is it because you loved the anime so much and you wanted to do justice?
I love Avatar: The Last Airbender. But I was so sad to see how atrociously bad the live action film was.
Was it not following any plot points? Or what I was told the reason it was bad is because they were Americans were playing the Japanese characters. And there was like, it was basically like whitewashed.
Yes, the entire film was whitewashed.
Is that the only reason why it's bad? Or the storyline is also just shit?
Or the acting? The bending was also really bad and the animation was clunky.
Ugh.
I think the best example of it is this one scene where there's like, do you know how Toph Earth bends, right? In the animation.
Earth bends? Toph?
Yeah, Toph.
Oh, the Toph.
The little blind girl.
Yes, like, yes.
Where she like does all that cool earth bending shit.
Yeah. I fuck
up. Now,
what? I said, yes, I do know who this is.
Okay.
She's a lovely woman. She's underage.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to stop
She's
talking
a
now.
She's child.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Mountaintop. No, wait. Cut it again.
So anyway, there's these eight fully grown men. And then they do
Do they have sex with
them? Yeah. No. They do this whole earthbending scene. It looks more like a dance where they're just stomping on the ground. And they move a rock maybe like a foot long. And it's just slowly gliding across the screen. And then hit some guy who's supposed to have dodged, who would have normally dodged it if they weren't in a movie.
Oh, he was looking at it the whole time.
He was looking at it the whole time, and it hits him at like this speed.
Is that plot point not even in? I can't even think of that plot point being in the show.
They changed part of like this arc of the film of the show, where they save a village who was.
I remember like, this.
Yeah, where they saved a village that was being enslaved and told to mine.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Man, I hated it when they made my ancestors go into the mines.
Wait, they were in the movie?
Yeah.
Did your ancestors get whitewashed in the movie?
So many times. Those railways you guys have here?
That'd be so funny if you get so angry right now and you just start like this starts floating and you're using your mind. And then a fire breaks out over there. And then, like, you start peeing. Earth, fire, water. Okay. It's up.
There's the air.
It's also tough to, like, adapt. If you're basing a movie off a TV show, you're not going to hit everything.
Yeah, and then some things have to be cut out and stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm not giving the movie benefit of the doubt, but I'm like, why make the movie in the first place?
Yeah.
But they're making a live action. Did you know that?
Yeah, the Netflix version.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. But I remember the writers for Avatar The Last Airbender kind of just left it because they didn't give them as much creative liberty as they were told they would be given.
You mean the live action ones?
Yeah.
So
they had the original writers of Avatar The Last Airbender the live action. And then they left because they weren't given all the creative liberty that they wanted.
So midway through, there's new writers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's going to be weird.
I want to make an announcement that... and I don't know when this episode is going to come out, as soon as possible. But I'm very excited that we're going to Hawaii.
Me too.
I'm so hyped. Ever since we talked about it... So it's going to be me, you, like three other people, and it's on my bucket list. Have you ever been?
No, never. I've been to what's the one country that Americans are banned from because of a missile crisis? Cuba.
There's a misfire? Oh, that was...
Missile crisis.
That was like a couple years ago? Huh? Where like they thought Cuba was going to explode? Or am I thinking of something? I remember...
You're thinking of Hawaii, because I remember they got like that siren thing. Where, like, everybody on Hawaii was basically told, yeah, you're gonna fucking die.
I remember Jim Carrey was actually there when that happened, and then he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that book. And then, like, what he thought about in his... What he thought was gonna be his last moments and everything.
He said it was peaceful, though.
Mm-hmm.
That is so weird. I think if I was about to die, I'll be like, fuck! God damn it! Now! But I gotta go do a thing!
I got a thing next week.
No joke. If I knew I was going to die, I'd punch a kid. The closest kid towards me, I'd punch him.
We just work with kids so often. We have to.
Even if it was like my son or if it was being a good boy.
A good boy. Fuck you.
Hey, mister, did you know that we're going to die soon? Shut up, Lucas. My name is David. But.
Name's not David.
What was I going to say about that? There was actually a counselor who actually left last week, but he kept coming up to me and he was like, no, it was a kid. There was actually a kid that came up to me last week and was like, Echo, my camp name is Echo. Am I being a good boy? And I didn't know how to respond. So I just go, I patted him on the head and I go, you're being a good boy. And he goes, oh,
what the fuck?
So I guess he came. Anyways, back to Hawaii. What's on your bucket list? Because no joke, Hawaii is on my bucket list. So I'm so excited. I'm checking that off. Skydiving is also up there.
That would be sick. Skydiving in Hawaii?
Is that a thing?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Deep sea fishing would be cool too.
Oh my gosh, that would be so scary. But because the ocean I'm very scared of, but I would love to do anything that you guys are doing. I'm very easily gullible. And if there's peer pressure... They're like, why don't you smoke this cigarette? I've never smoked before. Come on. Okay. I just need one. Come on.
I'm just excited for the ocean. I've only been to an ocean twice in my life. Like an actual ocean. Because,
What about California Ocean?
Yeah, that's the second ocean I've ever been to.
Oh.
Motherfucker, which part did you get? Because in Canada, I live like inland, but I live near a lot of lakes and rivers. So I go to those beaches, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, real beaches with, like, the salty air and everything.
Is there no, like, sand? There's no beach?
There's gravel.
Oh.
And it fucking hurts to walk across it.
You ever make a gravel castle?
It's just a pile. You can't do anything. It's a fucking pile of rocks and I'm like, yay!
I bought a pie last night and I've had it in my car and it melted. And now I'm still eating it because I can't get enough... I'm like a will I am. No. Just can't get enough. Boy, I think about it every night. Do you know that song? Fuck. All right.
Wait, no, I do.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna something in your love. All right, whatever. I was going to say something about the beach. Oh, a couple years ago, my brother and my sister went to, I don't know what beach, but they went to, with a friend of theirs, and they've never been to any beach before. Mm-hmm. And so when they stepped on the sand, they started crying so much. And my brother and my sister was like,
what a bitch.
I know. I was, my brother and my sister was like, what the fuck is she doing? She was like putting her feet in the sand, and she was just like, oh, oh. And she just started bawling. Mountain top. Dude, if someone had sex on the top of a mountain and they were like climaxing and they moaned, would it echo everywhere? And everyone would be like, like if they moaned with like a wolf, would all of the other wolves, would all of the other wolves be like, oh shit, we gotta do it. Oh, I thought we were doing it tomorrow. No, someone's fucking doing it right now. There is still no reason as to, like, I'm not giving them a reason as to why they're wooing. Did I tell you, there was an improv game that we played a couple days ago. And it's a game where so we separate it into two groups, like two groups of four or something. And I give one group two letters, like ST. And they have to say, oh my gosh, those silly tricycles are stealing our car. And the other group has to act like a silly tricycle. Did I tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
So then they act it out, and then I say switch, and then the other group, and then I get the other... So it's like a back and forth kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I gave a group two letters. I said, AC. And they go, those African colors are stealing our car. And the people that had to act it out, a white kid goes, oh, no, I gotta be black.
God damn it, that's genius.
I know, it was so good, and no one was even upset. I think there was like maybe one black kid, because that's camp. And then 2 minutes later, I gave that same group... 2 minutes later, I gave that same group OP, and someone goes, Optimus Primes! And so the other group had to act it out, and they go, let them come. Which is like not even the main line in the movie. It's only in the newest movie. It's so funny. Scared of the ocean more or scared of space? I'll give you a second. I also noticed that I ask questions. Like when we're at lunch or breakfast, I wait until someone's mouth is full. And I'm just like, so what are you up to today? And they just look at me.
For the fucking pause.
Yeah.
Bitch. I don't know. I think I would say the ocean. It's just closer. And, like, the ocean makes up 70% of the planet.
So you're saying it's scarier?
At the moment, I guess. Because
at the moment? 2 seconds later, you're like, ah, space.
Ah, you know what, space.
There's a bunch of fish in space we haven't figured out yet. You believe in aliens?
Yes. Because, like, surely, there's...
Don't call me Shirley. And I can't be serious.
I'll call you what I want.
Okay, that is all of the time I recorded with Jason. It's so weird calling him that name, okay? Even though he looks exactly like Jason Derulo. Jason Momoa? One of the Momoas. That is it with him. We talked a lot more, but I had to cut it down. but yeah, that was him. Hope you enjoyed it. And now I'm just gonna fill a few minutes with this guy. So what? Oh, by the way, I'll just give you a little update because we actually, me and Jason's episode, this episode, episode 89. Hi. We recorded different bits of it within the spam of like a week or two. So like we recorded maybe the first half, honestly, like a month ago, maybe a little bit more than that. Then we recorded the other half, like 3 weeks after that. And now I'm recording this. So it is very choppy, but you guys don't know it. I am breaking the magic for you guys. Okay. I basically karate chopped the magic in front of you, and I didn't have to tell you any of this, okay? But I know we talked about Hawaii, me and Jason did in this episode. We went to Hawaii. It was a blast. I will talk about it in another episode. Me, Jason, and three other counselors, three other friends of mine went to Hawaii together. We went to Honolulu. I know around the same time Maui was on fire, but so was my shit because I took a huge dump when I was in Honolulu. So both Maui and Honolulu was straight fire. Also, if I can spit bars, then it's double fire. Does that mean it cancels each other's out now? It cancels each other's out? It cancels it out? Right? Isn't that what math is? Isn't that what fire is? But we went to Hawaii. We went fucking scuba diving. That shit was dope. What else? What did we do? We rented an Airbnb. We saw some fireworks. We hung out with some other friends that we also saw. We ordered Domino's. We didn't really do... I mean, we did a lot. We did a lot. We were so close to getting tattoos, but we ended up not getting those tattoos. We were very close to getting those tattoos, but... No tattoos was given. Yeah. and then we all came. Mountaintop. Callback. Gotta end it on a good one. It was weird. We all went to Vegas together. and then we all went to Hawaii. That flight... Well, it's only a 5-hour flight. But here's a little update. When you're going overseas... They only take specific phone chargers. My phone was at maybe 7 for a 5-hour flight, and I couldn't charge it. So what? You know what I had to do? Sit. I had to fucking sit, dude. I had to stay at a TV. Well, I played 2048 a couple times, but that, like, I eventually won. I did win. I mean, I don't know why I need to talk about that, but I don't need to toot that horn from the airplane, but we're going down. But yeah, I did that, and then I slept because I had to. You know how sad it is that to make time go by, you just had to sleep? You know what you do? You know how you know. When you're sad, when there's nothing else to do, so all you do is sleep to pass the time, another way to compare that is when you're depressed, when you're going through something, when you're going through a breakup, that's for sure, you just fucking sleep. And then you get through the day, or like when you're looking forward to something, like looking forward to getting over through something, like a breakup. I'm not going through anything. Who asked me? Who asked you to ask me? Nobody. but I had to fucking just sleep for 5 hours. And then I wake up and I'm like, and then I check the TV, how much time is left. I slept for an hour. So now I have to go back to an uncomfortable position. Everyone today... Even today, because I'm still at work, someone was like, so is it cool being tall? And I'm like, it is, but when you're on a plane, no. And they go, why? And I go, because I'm fucking never comfortable. This other seat in front of me is hugging my legs. I can't lean back because my neck is too long. I'm like a giraffe. Imagine if there was a giraffe on an airplane. You don't need to imagine it. It's me. Hi, I'm giraffe. I'm giraffe? But yeah, Hawaii was fun. I can check that off my bucket list finally. It was a good time. What else is... And then we went to Vegas. We all... I threw up. I blacked out one night. And then the other night, I don't remember if I blacked out or not, which probably means I blacked out. I went to Margaritaville. I guess, well, I'm going to save a lot of this Vegas and Hawaii. Well, I kind of just gave away Hawaii. We were there for 2.5 days. And I'll talk about Vegas in a different episode. Or I'll just talk about whatever I want. But I'm going to talk about Vegas now. Now, we went to Vegas, and me and some other friends of mine went to Margaritaville, which is a ville in Margarita Town. And it's a restaurant, and I was already drunk when I got there. And I ordered another drink, and I was mixing my drinks. This is what someone told me, because guess what? I blacked out. I ordered food, apparently, ate the food at Margaritaville, and then I threw up on my plate. I stopped, and then I threw up again. And all of my friends around me was either laughing or they weren't looking. In fact, the waitress that was helping us didn't even give a shit. I mean, she was laughing. And then I walked into the bathroom. I don't remember any of this. I walked into the bathroom. I'm like, hey, I'm cool. And then after that, honestly, I do remember what happened after that. We did like this little fun event with all of the counselors at camp. And we were just making jokes. And I actually do remember that. And then I even remember going back to my hotel room to sleep. I don't remember falling asleep. I think the second I don't remember heading to my apartment, my hotel room. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. Boom. Blacked out again. Don't even remember. I'm a pretty cool guy. I throw up on plates. I come in and out of memory. And then after that, I fucking go to Honolulu and take a shit in a toilet. And I don't flush because that shit's fire. Mountaintop. Guess that means I came. If the joke of mountaintop means that you're coming on a mountain and then you bring it back down as in overall you're just coming, I guess I came. So stuff came out of both ends. All right, guys. That might be my cue. That might be my ticket out, okay? Speaking of ticket out, what was it? I'm something of a maker myself. So quiet up and listen down. Strike that. Reverse it. If I hear that one more time, I will fucking kill myself. And I don't need to strike and reverse anything in that sentence. I will pause and burp for dramatic effect. Kill self my. Strike that, reverse it. Okay? Timothy Chalamet? More like Timothy probably going downhill after this movie. Actually, it's probably not. Okay? It wasn't even him. It was the fucking writers, whoever made it. Well, what it's just called Wonka? How about not? How about that? This is a weird transition, but I hope you enjoyed Jason's company. I sure did. Very funny Canadian, not as funny as Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler's not even Canadian. That's how not funny Jason is, and I'm not talking about my buddy. I'm talking about Momoa. Okay? Adolf Momoa. Okay. What the fuck? We're gonna end it there.